I'm Larry Carrasel, and this is Arts Focus. Dayton's 2025 Porch Fest will take place on August 16th from noon to 7 p.m. in the St. Anne's Hill neighborhood in Dayton. Here's Peter Benkendorf from the Collaboratory and one of the organizers of this year's Porch Fest.
I think what's special about Porch Fest is that this is not a single genre festival. I'm going to a country festival, I'm going to a blues festival. This is a Dayton music festival. So hip-hop, salsa, blues, jazz, folk, bluegrass, rock and roll, indie rock, Americana. Puzzle Light is playing again this year with Michael and Sandy Bashaw. I think this is the second or third time that they've played in some various configurations. So excited to have them back. And again, it's family friendly. People love to come for the drum corps. If they've got small kids, it gets people really fired up. The kids love the drum corps. And that's a big part of what makes Porch Fest special too, is the historic St. Anne's Hill neighborhood really is a wonderful place just to be able to stroll around and look at the old houses while you listen to great music.
The last couple of years, you mentioned that you were trying to get some more classical musicians to perform. How's that going this year?
Viva La Strings is going to be back again. So we've got a string quartet, and they play kind of a mix of classical and popular music. But I think we have to work harder, try and get classical musicians, trying to work with the Phil and with Patrick, because I know he and Kay, the new musical director, want to be very much more involved out in the community. And so we'd love to see representation from the opera and the Phil in some more formal setting in the future. So we keep trying.
Who chooses the musicians to be involved in Porch Fest each year?
There's four of us on the music team. Myself, Art Gibson, who's up at the University of Dayton and does the Tuesday afternoon show. Sonny Russo, who is very involved in kind of running the day of the event and putting the whole event together, and Libby Balanchi, who's very involved in the local musical community. And this year we had about 125 applications for the 56 spots. The drum corps makes it 57 total groups, but it's really a challenge to go through that many applications. And some groups will get deemed they're not really porch friendly. We tend not to have metal bands, but beyond that, it is hard to pick. And so again, it could be easy to pick all the same bands you had last year because most people reapply because it's a great experience. And so you always end up at the last six or seven and trying to cull it down to the last two or three. So many bands are applying because they want to be a part of the Porch Fest experience. I know that they think it's a great showcase, but more importantly, I think the bands just have a lot of fun. It's a whole different connection with the audience. We want the musicians to have a great experience as well as all those folks who are attending. I think the only complaint we get, to be honest, Larry, is that there's too many choices. Mm-hmm. You know, they're looking, oh gosh, you know, there's like nine bands this hour and there's four of them I want to see. You know, what am I going to do? How do I pick and choose? And you know, we encourage people to, you know, do some pre-planning, look at the map, you know, look at the who's playing at 1 o'clock, where do I want to, you know, where do I want to be? You know, other people are more free flow. Let me see where I'm at. Because sometimes say, hey, I'm here, I'm going to go try and catch B over here. But all of a sudden you have to go past band C to get to band B, but you never really make it past band C. So that's also part of the charm. You end up hearing people you weren't really expecting to hear. And we're making some new fans for some of the groups.
And you can get more details about this year's Porch Fest, which is taking place on August 16th in the St. Anne's Hill neighborhood, by visiting the website daytonporchfest.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's listener-supported Discover Classical.